I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley live from Madrid, Spain, getting ready for Commanders Dolphins at Real Madrid Stadium. Do you know how to pronounce that stadium name now that you've been there?
Nope.
Okay. I think it's Bernabeu.
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 Well, I've heard different ways of people saying it.
What I know.
I'm just going to call it the B Stadium.
Real Madrid. You just call it Real Madrid.
Yeah, the stadium where Real Madrid plays.
Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Mr. Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. Greenberg, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
Whoa, what's up with that voice, super, man?
You sound like
I went to a kid's birthday party this Saturday.
Oh, they got you, huh?
Did you get sick?
They got me. Oh. I'm on the tail end of it.
Well, thank you for making time for us. Even if you sound
it's like I'm from an undisclosed location. They're like modifying my voice so no one knows who I am.
Yeah, that is kind of what it sounds like. Greenberg, in your expertise as an odds maker, what would you have set the odds of me and B being on the radio, on the YouTube, and on the Monumental stream on time this morning? When we weren't even in the building at like 3:45, at 9:45. Oh,
I don't even know if I would have taken any action, but it would have been a pretty big number.
It was a scramble drill, but we got it done, man.
We made it.
Obviously, a big game for Washington this week. I am curious for a dude like you that I think you do a good job of understanding what real football is and isn't, and looking at things from an analytical standpoint. We know Jaden and Terry are not playing this week. I think there are people that will argue to shut them down for the season. I don't think there's any chance that happens. I think both will play eventually. Where would you land on that kind of divide?
Look, if they're healthy, let them play. You know, especially Jaden. He still only has a year and a little bit in the league. You know, with the way that he plays, you can't be afraid that he's going to get hurt because you would never have him play, right? I mean, he's going to take off and run. That's why you drafted him. So I would definitely let him play, get him as many reps as you possibly can. You know, I wouldn't let him be in a game that's like 30-0, but I would absolutely let him start if he was healthy.
I think, and certainly with Terry, right?
Absolutely. You're paying them a lot of money. You know, these guys know the drill. This is what they sign up for. You have to look beyond this lost year. You have to try to capture some of the magic from last year. And the only way to do that is to get chemistry back on offense, get the right people in on defense. You know, you got to let them play.
Yeah, when you look at it, Neil, all the injuries, how much of the injuries have affected the chemistry of this team? Because we don't talk about that very much, but the chemistry was working last year, no matter what. And right now, hell, you got guys playing in position and doing stuff they did not expect to play. So now you don't have backups, and your chemistry is completely thrown off.
Yeah, this is – I don't know how anybody can evaluate this season, at least, you know, objectively, because there's so many parts missing for so long stretches of time, especially this week when we see the cluster injuries on defense, in addition to the cluster injuries, at least at the skill positions, for your top guys on offense. It's a little bit unfair. I'm not saying that, like, you know, moving on from Joe Witt or being lobbing criticism on specific plays, on specific games in general is not something we should do. But you just can't tell me anybody knows what this team is or isn't with so many injuries at so many key positions. You know, they're 3-7. I mean, of course they're 3-7. They don't have their best players.
Right.
So it's largely just whatever happens this year happens. You know, next year try to make another run.
Yeah. This year's cooked. I do think they need a little momentum. I think you'd love to win 3 out of 4. They have 7 games left. It's not like they have 2 games left. This is here, you know, one thing I noticed in Madrid, B, they already have a lot of Christmas decorations up. And at home, that kind of annoys people because it's like, yo, why are you skipping Thanksgiving? But you know what they don't have in Spain? Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So they can go straight to it.
Yo, Feliz Navidad, yeah, amigo.
We have a whole month and a vacation to go. I mean, a holiday to go through before we jump to Christmas.
Greenberg, are you surprised at all? They're dogs to Miami this weekend?
No. I mean, they got so many injuries, and Miami's coming off of what looks like a really big win the week before. I had this game pretty tight. I think the injuries definitely tilted towards Miami. And, you know, you'd hate to call a Week 11 game must win, but Washington needs this game. I mean, they need to go into the bye week with some good feelings because when they come out, it's tough. Denver, Minnesota, Philadelphia twice, Dallas, maybe New York they can beat, you know, but they got to get healthy. And they need something positive to start to rally behind. You lose to Miami, which is largely considered one of the worst teams in the league. You know, you start to have just a whole different narrative issue.
If you lose to Miami, you start to get lumped in with the worst teams in the league. And I think New Orleans and Tennessee have established a clear basement, the Jets also. But, like, whatever that next really bad tier is, you lose this one, you're in it.
Don't you think they can look at Miami and take something from what they did? They put 30 points up on Buffalo. And Buffalo is a team we consider a real contender. They put, like Jeff, BTA. They thoroughly did that. And they turned it with 2 forced fumbles and recovered it and an interception on Josh.
But they have their guys.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference, man.
You know, I think if Washington had their guys, one, it wouldn't be Miami -2.5. But I think we would say that Washington could contend with, at least offensively, with any team in the league. And, you know, you get a couple stops on defense, and then they, too, can beat the Buffalo Bills by 30-13. They just don't have their guys.
Yeah. It's a very good reminder that it's a significant loss when you have all these injuries. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Greenberg at @NGreenberg on X and Instagram. Of course, read all of Neil's work in the Washington Post. Sports writer, stats geek, not nerd, for the Post. What do you think what impact do you think Dan Quinn calling the defense will actually make?
None, because they have too many injuries.
Do you think, though, they get the dead cat bounce that you see in sports when somebody gets fired or removed, and sometimes the next game that there is this, like, pep in the step of the organization? You see it in baseball, you see it in hockey, you see it in football.
Right, but they're not having fourth stringers as their top guys, especially at the corner position where, you know, let's face it, it wasn't their strongest position to begin with. And in a passing league, it becomes very difficult. So no, I don't expect there to be much to rally about with this team. I think it was a move that Dan Quinn had to do. I think it was largely cosmetic, both having Witt move down to the sideline, but then also taking over. They just don't have the right group. And even when they did have the right group of their top guys, they weren't doing very well. So, no, I'm not expecting any big bounces, especially not against Miami with all the injuries.
All right. Well, sounds like
you think there's any chance they can win.
I do think that they can win. Mariota is really good. I think that Mariota could pilot this team. And, you know, again, I mean, it's an oblong object that bounces around really weird. So you get a couple of stops on defense. You get a couple of lucky breaks. And, you know, then next thing you know, you might be able to pull out this game. So, yes, absolutely they could win. They're going to need a lot of help. But I really do believe in Mariota as a steward of this offense because, obviously, I think that he plays a lot like Jaden Daniels. They haven't had to change a lot of things. It's just a lot of guys playing above their head in terms of the depth chart.
Talking with Neil Greenberg here, I believe you wrote something this morning about Jonathan Taylor, a Colts running back who's having a monster season, and his chances of actually winning the MVP, which has become a quarterback-dominated trophy.
Yeah, I just don't think that you can argue he's the best player on his team. Because, again, we talked about this before. You take Daniel Jones's name away and just look at what he's done, even with his clunker of a game the other week, and there's no doubt that he's one of the most valuable players in the league, right? If Mahomes does what he does, what he's doing, if you know, Burrow was healthy and was doing it, et cetera, you know, we'd be talking a lot more about Daniel Jones being the MVP. And you know, let's face it, running backs just don't have enough to impact the play the way that a quarterback does. I think it'll take a historic season. And even then, we'd have to see one of the big quarterbacks start to really fall off.
But I guess my point would be, not talking about necessarily wagering it, but like, I think you can make a case for Taylor as MVP. I don't think he'll win it, but I think you can make a case for it.
I'm not so sure. You know, again, he's doing really well. Scoring is also up, so you'd expect him to have more touchdowns this year. I don't know if he's on pace for 2,000 yards, even with a 17-game season. That seems to be the threshold for previous winners, or at least something historic. He's having an awesome season. He's a great running back. He's doing everything that you'd ask him to do. I just don't think modern football lends itself in a way that you can make the case for a running back to be a most valuable player when you have like the Patrick Mahomes and the Matt Staffords of the world that could have one good game and they are immediately become the favorite and no one's even talking about anybody else.
Hey, we always say they need to have two awards, one for quarterbacks and one for everybody
they
else.
They do now with that offensive player of the year.
With offensive player of the year, that could be a quarterback one year.
I know, but typically they give that to a non-quarterback. I think they've admitted they have a quarterback MVP problem. Greenberg, where do you land on Matt Stafford as a Hall of Famer?
Great quarterback. He's doing great. You know, he's another guy that I think, you know, is kind of like, I think the world's waiting for Patrick Mahomes to become the MVP. I think that if he gives any sort of indication that he could be that guy, he's going to win the award. I don't think that you're going to find like Sam Darnold overriding him from a narrative perspective. I think the only one that has a chance to do that is a guy like Matt Stafford, you know, a high-flying quarterback that can score touchdowns, puts up a bunch of passing yards per game. You know, he's really the only one that can have the type of games that could push the spotlight off a guy like Mahomes, even though Mahomes is like kind of on the outskirts. So I think that he looks really good this year and could very well be the eventual MVP once this is all done.
I know you do your own power rankings every week. Who's your best team in football? We're going to go through ours in about an hour, but I'm curious who you've got at the top.
I have Kansas City and Los Angeles Rams at the top.
Greenberg, how much do you love that he still just rides with KC?
Well, I like him because he knows what they have, but I put the Rams up there, jumping up there now since they handled the 49ers. Remember?
Yeah, you said that.
I said if they handle the 49ers, I can see them being one of the best.
It's a really slim margin, and that's why I try to put them in tiers, because we can have a discussion of where they belong kind of in the tier. Like, if you make a case for the Rams, it's hard for me to argue. I don't necessarily think, like, it's statistically significant, the separation that I have between one and two. But yeah, I have Kansas City, Los Angeles, and then Buffalo 1, 2, 3 with Seattle and Indianapolis behind them.
Seattle 4. Okay. What about Philly? Sirianni made a gutsy, if incorrect, call the other night on fourth down deep in Green Bay territory. What did you make of that call? What do you make of where the Eagles are?
I love aggressive calls. I have the Eagle as 7, but again, you know, you can convince me they're the 5th best team. They're the 4th best team. You know, they had a little bit of an off night offensively. I think everyone was kind of hoping they would come out and just blow the doors off the joint so that we wouldn't have to have this type of discussion where it's, you know, there's really no team that's the far and away the best team like we saw, like with New England all those years, or, you know, the Rams, et cetera. There's a lot of parity at the top. And, you know, I couldn't make a case for Buffalo to not be number one with any sort of conviction, because there's just not enough separating the top teams. We know who the really good teams are. We know who the really bad teams are. But then it's really just, you know, educated guessing. And I think Philadelphia is a definite top contender, but I think that they're probably behind some of the other top teams like the Chiefs, Rams, and Bills.
When does the Eagles' defense let them down? Because the offense, you know, they keep playing these tight games, and the defense is hell for them. But eventually, defense get tired.
Well, we might see it this next game against Detroit, right? Detroit could really tax that unit. So could the Chargers coming up. And then, you know, they have Buffalo in a couple weeks. So I think this next game we're going to start to see if there are cracks in the foundation for Philadelphia, they're going to start to show. Or we could be talking about them as a top three team if they really take care of business against Detroit and have a big game on Sunday night.
Sunday night should be a good one. I'm excited to watch that. It comes on at 3 in the morning here, though, so I'm not sure how much of that I'll see. Real quick, big win for the Caps last night. I think that was last night. The days are kind of getting away from me here. But I feel like beating up on the Hurricanes matters.
Yeah, I mean, the Hurricanes are one of the best teams in the league. Washington needed a win. They got to find a way to fix their special teams. That's really what's holding them back right now. I know there's no precedent for it, but maybe decline power plays. Who knows? You know, just do some out of the box thinking and just say, you know what, we don't want it. We want to just put our 5-on-5.
Has anyone ever done that?
No.
No chance, right?
No. I'm just saying, like, that seems to be the problem for them. I think that they can solve it. But again, you know, this is an older roster now. Ovechkin has the magic, but it's not everyday magic. And, you know, they're just going to have to figure out a way to start getting stuff done on special teams if they want to start to make a real headway in the league.
Dude, our boy Ahmet keeps asking this question. I want to ask you, who finishes the year? Who does the bet is, does Ovi have more goals than the Wizards have wins at the end of the season?
I mean, yeah, he should have 20 goals, right? You would think.
I don't think the Wizards are getting there.
No.
Not at all.
I would take Ovechkin in that way because Ovi wants to score goals. The Wizards don't want to win.
Right. Greenberg, text B. Mitch for his hottie toddy recipe. Good luck with that cold or throat loss you're working with, and thank you for making time for us being under the weather.
Sorry about my voice. Te amo mucho. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, man. Peace.
Te amo mucho y tú. When we come back, Landfill's got a list. And you know what the list has? 44 problems with the Commanders.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's having dough. That's a lyric right there. They don't blame me. So, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Jay-Z had 99 problems, but you know what wasn't one. Now, our guy, Professor Landini, has 44 problems with the Commanders. 44 problems in honor of them giving up 44 points way too frequently. Professor, take it away.
All right, yes. Yeah, so, by popular demand, I have created a list... 44 problems with the team in honor of them giving up 44 points on defense, and also because 44 is apparently what can fit on one page on Google Docs. So that works too. Number one, the quarterback is hurt.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's,
a big – that lands at number one. That's rightfully the number one problem.
Yeah.
And Marcus has been good, but Jaden is different cat.
Yeah, clearly better. Number two, they had a soft training camp.
All right.
Seemed like it.
Number three, they can't tackle.
It's been a problem.
Number four, they can't cover.
It's been a problem.
Well, that makes a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Number five, they can't pressure the quarterback.
Those three together are horrible.
And number six, they can't stop the run.
I mean, when you add those factors up, you get a defense that
you get a big factor.
Hasn't nobody has done what they've done in the last 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Number seven, the kicker sucks.
Does he suck?
Yes. He can't hit field goals over 50 yards, dude. This ain't the 80s. You're expected to do that these days.
I am curious, and I bet Greg might even like know this number and text in as soon as he hears us say this. when Mark Mosley won the MVP award, how many over 50 kicks do you think he made?
Mosley over 50. One or two.
Dude, what's funny is when you tell, like, young people, like, if Ben Strober might know it because he's, like, a just super sports nut. But, I'm like, younger Jeff, like, when Jeff first started working with us, I bet Jeff didn't realize Mark Mosley was a kicker and won MVP of the NFL.
The only kicker.
It's crazy.
You remember I asked who?
And he kicked straight on, Jeff. He didn't kick soccer style.
Jeff didn't know who Mark Mosley was after he had met Mark Mosley's son.
Wow.
He's kicks, like Mark Mosley Jr.
He kicked with a square toe shoe that was kind of turned up at the front, straight on.
He's funny as hell, though, and got killer hair.
I know who he is now.
Hair
is
never out of place.
His longest field goal that season was 48 yards.
Yeah.
Wow. He never hit one over 50.
Wow. He didn't and try then one
Chip,
over 50.
Chip Lowmiller, we beat the Vikings 15-13, I think, and he kicked 5 field goals. I think all of them over 50 yards.
That's crazy. All right, Landfill, sorry, we stopped you.
Number 8, the wide receivers keep getting hurt.
That's a problem.
Number 9, when the wide receivers aren't hurt, they keep dropping passes. Number 10, the first round pick is on the struggle bus. Number 11.
I don't know the Connerly. It's your list.
Struggle bus. Number 11.
It's your list.
They can't run the ball with the running backs. Number 12, they couldn't run the ball with the running backs last year either. Number 13, the quarterback running the ball is the only way to get offense, which leads to the quarterback getting hurt.
It is the only run game they have is quarterback run, mm-hmm. and that's troubling.
Number 14, ugly uniforms.
Mm-hmm. The Super Bowl era looked good.
Yeah, they only wore those once. They played 9 other games, and those uniforms suck. And because they wore the Super Bowl era ones, we can all admit now that these uniforms suck, and they're clearly bad.
I think they're going back to them.
Well, hurry up. Number 15, they can't generate turnovers on defense.
It is remarkable how bad they are at turning people over. For a staff that preaches ball is life, they're just not getting.
Ball is life, but it's a you have to do something in a certain sequence. Can't just go for the ball. You got to go for the person, then go for the ball.
Right. And I think the lack of interceptions is pretty indicative in the they're giving up huge chunk plays where dudes are wide open. Like, you're not – you got to be close to the ball to pick it off. Totally. And then no pass rush. You're not generating fumbles from the quarterbacks. That's a good one, Lampfield. They're 30th in the NFL at creating turnovers.
Not great. No. We only have one good player from the Rivera-era drafts.
Who is that at this point? Cosby?
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
Yeah.
Man.
Not great.
What number are we at?
We're at 16. That was 16. Number 17 is that we traded all of our picks for old vets.
I don't know about all, but they did trade.
Traded a lot of picks.
The Lattimore trade, flop. The Tunsil trade is good. And I'd be stunned if they don't get a contract with him, and he's not kind of the long-term answer. The Debo for a fifth, I'm pretty cool with that one.
Yeah. I am.
I'd actually maybe even say that the best wide receiver is a free agent at the end of the year.
Debo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, could certainly – I don't know that you could pay Debo because you're going to have to pay Tunsil a lot.
Yeah.
And then I think you got to spend some real money to get blue-chip players.
Yeah, and they got – and the thing about it is not just one or two positions.
Right.
It's a lot of positions they have to go after.
What number we at, Landfill?
Number 19 is next, and it's the best defensive player got suspended for punching a dude.
That specific to this week stings.
Right.
All right, if you just got in your car, Landfill's running through his list of 44 problems with the Washington Commanders. 44 in honor of the amount of points they gave up last week, or the fact that that's as far as a Google drive sheet will take you. Is that right, Landy?
Yes, that is correct.
And we're now on number 20.
Number 20 is dumb mascot.
Yo, left hand up. I like Major Tutty.
Me too.
Tutty gets grief.
I do too.
I'm not mad at Tutty.
Tutty one of the best out there.
I'm angry at Tutty.
I'm saying he can dance. He can do a little different tricks. I'm not just saying just because of the mascot. I don't go crazy over a mascot that just walk out there.
I need Tutty to take some accountability.
And he's just a mascot. Tutty ain't got nothing to do with it.
What would Tutty's accountability look like? What would you like to see or hear from Tutty, Landfill?
I'd like an apple in his mouth and him getting roasted over a spit.
I think you can't say he's not. I like Tutty. He's got some time before he's one of the best just because it's still so new and so fresh.
I'm just saying,
the chief in the wolf joint, that dude's good.
He's very interactive. He does different things.
He's got his own Twitter
account.
That's
what I'm cool with. You know, some of them just go out there and just stand up.
I'm pro Tutty. All right, Landy, what else?
I saw the Raven dude the other day.
Poe.
Injuries have decimated the roster and derailed the season.
Yeah.
Number 22, they keep getting embarrassed in primetime games.
The primetime thing has been a problem.
This year.
Yeah.
Number 23, the punter is a top five player on the roster.
Yeah, we've been saying that's a problem.
Dress been a top five player for them for years.
Yeah, but when your best player is your punter.
Who's
sometimes.
The Chiefs punter? Nobody knows. It's because they're a good team. They just win.
Dude, nobody knew the Lions punter last week because he never got on the field.
Never.
Maybe he's the holder on extra points. But...
Speaking of the Lions, opposing fans took over our stadium.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
They were chanting Jared Goff, and you could hear it on TV.
I look up there and saw dude, all that blue. I was a little upset.
There was a Let's Go Lions chant an hour before kickoff.
Not great.
Not great. Now, I did see somewhere online that apparently Lions fans pick one game a year to go take over, and they picked this one. I mean, the reasons behind that are pretty obvious why, because of the playoff loss.
They were very, very gangster then when they knew everybody was hurt.
Professor?
They lost 44-22 for the second time this season.
That is weird. Like, beyond the BTA-ness of it all, just to have that exact score twice is odd.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be odd if they lost twice this year 20-17 or 30-14. But 44-22 is a bit of an odd number. 22 is a little bit of a weird one.
It is.
Landfill doesn't miss with these lists.
They lost by 21 points in four straight games, and that's the first team to do that in 20 years.
That one stings.
Can't even argue about that.
That one.
Multiple teams lost every game they played in that stretch of time. Multiple teams did that, and they weren't getting blown out as badly as we have.
Mm.
Yeah, it's bad. Things are bad. How many more of these you got? I'm guessing you want me to break.
Yeah, probably.
How many more do we have? 15?
I'm not great at math, but I think we have 18.
Landfill's 44 problems with the Commanders list continues. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching B. Mitch and Finley. You're streaming B. Mitch and Finley. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley. J.P. Finley here. You've heard me talking about the water damage at the house and how it took out our appliances. Well, the folks at Better Services came through and hooked me up. Got all new appliances. It looks great. I posted a photo on my Facebook page if you want to check that out, just how good these new KitchenAid appliances we got look. They match the dishwasher that Better hooked us up with. Here's the thing with Better. Keep this in mind, man. They can do whatever you need, and you got to make sure your appliances are ready to rock with Thanksgiving and then Christmas coming. You're going to have a whole bunch of people at the house. You better be sure your oven gets hot, your microwave can do its job, and that fridge stays cold. But appliances aren't all Better Services could do. Say you're thinking about a bathroom renovation, call Better. Say you maybe want to gut your kitchen, call better. Maybe you just got some smaller work, some handyman stuff around the house. Call better. Better Service is located in Kensington. They've got a great showroom, so you can go check out some appliances. They can get you next day or even same day delivery. Better does it all. That's B-E-T-T-A-R.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
BetterServices.com. You better get better. I'm the problem, it's me. Time, everybody agrees. Speaking of the problem, Washington's got 44 of them, according to Jim Andrew Mullins VI. Professor Landini is what we call him. He's got a PhD in BSology. He's compiled his list. We're through 18 of your problems for the Commanders landfill. Is that accurate?
No, we made it through 26.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have 18 remaining.
I believe that's the math.
But the synapses aren't firing fully.
I'm not good at math, so.
That makes two of us.
All right.
Brian is good at math,
yeah.
But what do we got? We got like 60% of your brain working right now, you think?
Nah, all of it working. Just that it's all tired.
All right, Professor. Good, fire away.
All right, 27 is maybe we really were just lucky last year.
They did get some breaks, and the breaks have not come this year.
Mm-hmm. 28, Adam Rank is our daddy.
No, Adam Rank is Jeff's dad.
No, he is not, and we will not give him that type of satisfaction on this radio show.
Weren't you supposed to like send him a bobblehead or wear a Bears jersey or something?
JP, I don't own no Bears jerseys.
Well, I don't either. Didn't you make a bet with him that you clearly haven't paid off?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. We can check the audio, Jeff.
Go find it. Matter of fact, JP, go find the audio.
He probably erased that audio.
Jeff, let me be clear. I'm not going to. Professor.
29 is we're going to have to listen to Jeff make emo songs for the rest of the season.
Jeff, how far away are you from like getting out a guitar and painting your eyelashes sadness type of music?
I'm one loss away from singing. Like completely
Please
singing.
Please don't sing, dog.
Like
Seriously.
Luther Vandross.
Give us something real quick, Jeff. Give us a taste of some Luther.
Jeff can't sing.
All right, man. I'm gonna give you some Teddy. That's what people say I sound like. It feels good loving somebody when somebody loves you back.
It's bad,
but you
dog.
Gotta pay for the rest.
Don't worry. I will not.
I will not pay for the rest.
Beavis just paid for some ham potato chips. They really like ham over here.
It's a bleak future we have.
Can you show that to the stream? My bad.
Yeah, shout out to ham potato chips.
Number 30 is they're going to ruin Christmas with an inevitable loss to the Cowboys.
Dog, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, that's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. If you just accept it now, it'll be easier. Number 31.
Dallas appears to be a bad matchup. Based on the results we saw in Dallas, you know, a month ago.
They need about 8 new starters.
On which side of the ball?
I was thinking defense.
They won't be getting them this year, Landfill.
No, they won't.
No, they won't. It's week 11, and they've lost a lot of guys. You're right about that.
Number 32, they've played one good half out of the last 10.
Ooh, the last 10? I gotta check. I gotta at least
five
check
games.
You on that one. Ooh,
he right?
I thought he meant the last 10 games.
No, he said last half of the last 10.
That first half against the Chiefs was good. Everything else has been bad.
Doug, you could argue they've only played 2 good halves out of the last 14. They were the best football they played was the second half against LA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chicago. It was ugly. They were kind of in position to win, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Damn, Landfill cuts like a knife.
It's not great. Sandra still is having a sophomore slump. That's number 33, clearly.
It hasn't been good.
Yeah.
Number 34. Beer at the stadium is expensive, and so fans can't even drink the sadness away.
They figure out a way, Landfill. As
always.
You know, I am at that stadium. There's plenty of beer
consumed.
Plenty of
drunk people.
Yeah. I mean, that one dude was drunk enough to try to run out on the field. People are still getting drunk, Landfill.
Traffic is terrible on game days.
Traffic is terrible on game days, but I think a bigger culprit, and this is not Northwest Stadium's fault, the Beltway freaking sucks.
Yeah.
I think the Beltway is, listen, anytime, any stadium, if you have everybody stay till the end, and then you've got however many people that fits now, 70,000, say that equals 30,000 cars, and 30,000 cars want to get out at the same time, it's going to back up.
Yeah. But it's amazing how stadiums that hold more people, it's not that bad coming
out.
Yeah.
They also do it poorly.
Right where they are, it's just where that stadium is just – it's hard to get out.
Totally. It really does help, though, as far as the traffic getting in for a 1 o'clock game is tough. Because you basically got the Drew Cohens of the world, the crazies that still get there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
But the vast majority of people are getting there between noon and 1.
For the most part.
And that just makes it tough. When you get these later starts, the 4:30, the 8:30, traffic getting in is way easier. All right, Landfill, please.
They got number 36. They got to delay a game on an extra point.
That is,
yeah,
that is terrible, terrible, terrible.
Relatedly, number 37, they just get a bunch of penalties overall.
Yeah, point.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Yeah, I correct that.
Number 38. Even when they were playing kind of well at the beginning of the season, they were starting slow in every game.
Yep.
The slow starts.
That's like pulling the scab off right there.
Number 39, poor depth everywhere, really, except for maybe quarterback. I think they're solid at quarterback. Backup.
depth has been exposed, wide receiver depth particularly. How about Treylon Burks? I wanted to be a one-man band for Treylon Burks. Like, yo, this is a great opportunity. He's landed in a good spot, and he had to get surgery on his finger.
Yeah. Ligament damage.
Number 40, too many big plays allowed.
With a bullet.
That could have been in the top five last
year. Yeah, dude. I mean, hell yeah. That's correct.
Number 41, Tunsil and Tress are the only high-end talents.
Tunsil and Tress, as far as dudes playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Number 42, the Peters era draft picks are a mixed bag.
That, Lamphill, is far more fair than I expected you to be on that topic. So I agree with you. Mixed bag is fair.
Number 43, they're giving up 35.8 points per game over the last five games.
Give me that number again.
35.8 over the last five games.
Three touchdowns and the field goal can't be dead.
Sorry, Coach Gibbs. You're going to have to dial it up. Damn, that's bad.
And lastly, and I think this is arguably the most important one, the alumni are still not doing enough to help the team win.
Damn it, Brian.
Lanfield, you got to take that off. That's garbage. The alumni has nothing to do with it. If that's the case, producers that work from 10 to 2 on the B. Mitchell Finley show are causing the team to lose.
I agree. Jeff is the problem. Let's get rid of him.
Serious question, B. Who's more to blame, the alumni or Major Tutty?
You said a serious question before you asked that.
Yeah.
That's not a serious question.
Lanfield, who's more to blame, the alumni or Major Tutty?
It's close because, I mean, they both deserve so much.
I mean, expectations for the alumni and Major Tutty are so significant that B's just slamming him own chips. Nobody go anywhere.
Lanfield,
yo,
you're number one. Super Bowl ring. What finger's on?
Washington has 44 problems documented. If you want to pick nits, maybe you can get that list down to 40. You know who's got more? The New York Giants. We're talking Giants when we return. Nobody go anywhere.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Your You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.